Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What do you think of when you think of AI, Kim? The fact that it's two words, or what comes to mind?
Yeah, two letters that means artificial intelligence. Thank you, Kamala Harris.
You can't get away from that. But what do you think of? What I think of is the conversations I have with teachers who struggle. Many of them don't struggle. I heard one say yesterday, no, I don't have to guess if a student's using AI because I've seen their writing. And if it suddenly improves that dramatically, either their parents have written it or they've used AI. Like there are ways you can tell when AI is affecting your life. There are other ways you can't because it's incredibly good. The technology is amazing these days. And if we don't harness this somehow, get some kind of control over it, Skynet takes over at some point. I don't know. I'm partially joking there, but it's kind of scary. We got Phil Siegel with us this morning. He is the founder of CAPTRS, CAPTRS. It's a nonprofit committed to advancing responsible AI practices. And Phil, welcome in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What do you think of when you think of AI? What's the first concern or thought that you have on it?
Yeah, I'm less concerned about the Skynet iRobot problem where it becomes sentient and takes over. I don't think the current technologies that we have, I can't imagine that necessarily happening. What I am worried about is it definitely makes bad actors more efficient in the things they do, just like it makes us more efficient, good actors, in the things that we do. And so I think our attention really needs to focus on how do we make sure that the technology isn't used for bad, much more than worrying about the technology coming after us. Yeah.
So how do you see AI evolving over these next 4 years when Trump is the leader here? What do you see happening?
Yeah, the most interesting thing is about the new administration's indications is it's a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde thing in that we clearly are headed for less regulation overall, but I think they want to enable smaller business, new innovation, and so forth to be much more at the forefront and making sure that the large tech companies just don't swallow this whole, technology advancement. And I think that's probably going to be good, but it also makes it harder to track everything that's going on. And it means that whatever rules we put in place need to be targeted and appropriate both for small companies and large companies.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Elon Musk is in Donald Trump's ear. That's pretty clear. I mean, I think the man is brilliant in many ways. I mean, do you agree with his take on this? Do you even know what it is?
He's gone back and forth. You have the issue, of course, of he does kind of move between wanting to do what's right for society and so forth, which is his positive side. But then he also, what we say in the financial services industry, talks his book a lot, wanting things that advance what he's doing. And he is developing a competitive technology using the data from X called Grok. And, so we have to, we can't just turn it over to him. The person that Trump has nominated, though I don't think he's going to have to be approved by Congress, I think that's just something he can choose, is an old colleague of Elon Musk's, David Sachs, one of the co-founders of PayPal, along with Peter Thiel and Elon Musk. And so, you know, we are going to be in the hands of very smart people on these technologies, but we've also seen that sometimes smart people make mistakes or they miss things. And so I think, you know, having this be a conversation and making sure that we do involve the political decision makers is important. And yeah. And there are some things that, you know, we can be doing that I think are very simple that I hope they put into place pretty quickly.
Like what? Dealing with cryptocurrencies, dealing with AI, what are they?
Yeah, so I think the two areas that they can do very, very quickly, number one is protection of children and the elderly against, you know, bad actors online and scams. And they're talking about that for social media, but there's no reason we can't tag that along for artificial intelligence. Making sure that we empower parents to be able to control what their kids are allowed to do with these applications. You can't just have all these companies selling, you know, willy-nilly AI applications to 11-year-old kids. And yeah. Right now, there really isn't anything to keep them from doing that.
Wow.
And the same thing around, you know, the elderly, the scam, you know, we have lots of scams that are made much more effective using this technology, especially, interestingly enough, cloning voices, probably more so than video, is, you know, a big danger. You know, I don't answer the phone when I don't recognize a number anymore. You know, somebody can leave me a message because, you know, somebody can tape my voice or clone my voice and use artificial intelligence to try to either sell something legitimate or illegitimate to, you know, my family members, my friends, whomever. So people just have to be careful going forward on these things until we have, you know, some good solid regulations in place. And then the second area is kind of cloning some of the things that we do in the financial services industry where we don't, you know, where we ask banks to do processes to make sure that terrorist groups, money launderers, and so forth are not infiltrating our banking system. There's absolutely no reason we shouldn't be asking Microsoft and OpenAI and Google and whomever else are selling these applications to do what's called a know your customer check. That's and good. Making sure that they're not selling to, you know, people that shouldn't be having these tools.
It's a good point. Phil Siegel, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a conversation we definitely need to have moving forward. Coming up, we'll talk more about the appointment of a new county prosecuting attorney. Who's right and who's wrong on who's responsible? We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.